This is Kate Moorhead Carroll in the podcast, Find It. I wanted to give you some words in celebration of Juneteenth. God spoke to Moses in chapter 6 of the book of Exodus. God told Moses to say this to the people, to us. I am the Lord your God. I have rescued you from bondage. I will free you. I will make you my own. God loves all of humanity. God created us and made us to be free. God gave us dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over all things that creep upon the earth, as it is written in Genesis chapter 1. But with us also came this snake, this evil creature, this representative of the darkness. For even in creation, God had given us free will. And in order to love, you must choose to love freely. So darkness must also be an option. In order to love, you must choose light over darkness, love over hatred. And this snake wanted us to be greedy. So the snake said, take this fruit, eat it. Don't you want it? And so the darkness sowed in us the seed of greed. Now, don't misunderstand me. The devil is a fallen angel, according to the scripture. The devil is no match for God. And as Dr. Martin Luther King said, the arc of history bends towards justice. But sometimes the arc doesn't move in a straight line. Sometimes we take two steps forward only to take one step backward. Once greed was introduced to the human, the devil had a field day. The devil said to the human, imagine how much money you could make if you owned another human being, if that person worked for you with no pay at all. And slavery was born. How could it be that the human race could be so tempted, so drawn to evil as to justify owning another human being? But there is no limit to greed, and through the lens of greed grew racism. I can enslave people of darker skin, said the white man. It is one of the greatest instruments of the devil, greed. Only generosity is its antidote. Slavery ran rampant all over this planet and in this country for centuries. Dark-skinned peoples were enslaved. On June 19, 1865, Major General Gordon Granger freed the last of the slaves in the United States of America. It was the final enforcement of the Emancipation Proclamation, and it took place in Galveston, Texas. This is what we celebrate, Juneteenth, freedom. We celebrate freedom. But freedom is a vision, and although we have eliminated overt slavery in this country, not everyone is truly free. The young man who doesn't understand what it means to have his own credit card and racks up thousands of dollars putting himself through school and amasses a debt with such a high interest rate that he cannot climb out of the hole, he is in bondage. When a child is reared amidst such violence that it is all they know, that child is in bondage. When a young girl sees people doing crack cocaine on the street and in her youth and innocence tries it and becomes addicted, that is bondage. When a woman cannot provide for her children on the wages she earns working more than 50 hours a week, that is bondage. But the vision of this country remains, and all people should be able to have life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And God blesses this vision. God loves this vision, and God loves us. And God calls us to love each other with such a force of generosity and forgiveness that we set this country free. For freedom is even deeper than the material world. When we look upon someone we love and we judge them or think we know them, we keep them in bondage. When we look on a stranger and judge them by the way that they look, by the color of their skin or their gender or the way they dress or their sexuality, we keep them in bondage. Prejudice is a kind of cursing, for we look through a dark lens at people. We bind them with ropes. We limit their boundless possibility, the boundless possibility that God has given them. We say, I know you, I know who you are. And they are no longer free. But God would set us all free. The love of Jesus, the sacrificial, unbounding generosity that Jesus lived, giving up everything that he owned and even life himself, that kind of love sets all of us free, and we all need more of that kind of love. So this Juneteenth, I ask you to stand up for liberty, for freedom, to love this beautiful country that has a holy vision, but that has by no means yet achieved that vision. So long as there is such wealth inequality, so long as our neighborhoods are still divided by race, so long as our justice system sees color, we are not free. Remember that more hatred, more blaming, more arguing will not set us free. Only forgiveness can do that. Only generosity can do that. Only love can do that. We Americans have been given a high and holy vision, and a heartbeat of that vision still remains strongly on our streets, in our cities, in the fields, and across this land. On this Juneteenth, may we work to set one another free. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. May God bless you and keep you always. Mm-hmm.